Hey, my friend, welcome back to another episode on the One Income Family. Today, we are going to be talking all about tracking your finances. I'm going to tell you four reasons you should track your finances and help you to change your negative mindset around tracking it because, I mean, who really wants to track their finances? It's not exactly the most funnest, that's not a word. It's not exactly the most fun thing in the world to do, right? You feel like you don't have the time for it and that it's unnecessary, but today I'm going to open your eyes to why it is important and what it can do for you if you just try it and how it can transform your finances, especially when you live on one income. So my friend, take a deep breath from them chores, go grab a drink, and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Hey friend, are you finally ready to stick to that budget? Are you sick of slipping back into bad spending habits that keep you from doing the things that you and your family enjoy? Are you tired of Googling your answers and just want some help that doesn't require a lot of reading? Well, my friend, you are in luck. I am a personal finance and budget coach and am currently working on creating a program to help you stick to that budget. And I am looking for some help to mold this program into one that will get you your results. I am looking for five lovely ladies who are willing to work with me in the beginning stages of this program to help me tweak and refine it so that it hits all of your needs. And wait for it, I'm doing this for free. The first five women to sign up for me will get a free financial audit and a 30-minute strategy call to help you create a plan to stick to that budget. Before the call, I will give you a workbook to fill out so that I can do the audit before we get on the call. Then during the call, we will go over what I found and hopefully open your eyes to where your budget has been failing you this whole time. Then we will create a game plan together that will get you to stick to that budget like a pro. If this sounds like something you are looking for, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit to book your free financial audit and strategy call. Remember, there are only five spots available for this free call, so you better act quickly before all the spots are gone. Again, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit or just click the link that will be in the show notes, whichever one's easiest for you. Alrighty, so let's jump into today's training, which is tracking your expenses. And tracking your expenses can be one of the most stressful parts of personal finances because it makes you focus on money that's leaving your account. And nobody, trust me, nobody wants to watch their bank account go from full and luscious to zero. It makes spending so real if you're not on top of your finances. By allowing your finances to make your financial decisions, then you become overwhelmed by watching money leave your account. And it's not a fun thing to think about, which is, I think, mostly the reason why most of us just don't want to track our finances. We don't want to see our bank account, again, go from luscious and full down to zero as things quickly leave our account, as we pay our bills, as we get groceries, as we pay for gas, you know, all the necessities that we need in life. And nobody wants to be filling out ledgers all day, am I right? So you don't have to do it though all day if you make sure that you do it in the moment. And then you don't have to worry about it again. Maybe at the end of the month you go and check over everything, but you don't have to spend hours just to fill out a ledger. And so I want to help you understand why it's so important to track your finances so that when you actually go to do it, it's less of a burden and more of a, well, if I do this, it helps me stick to my budget and it helps me catapult my finances into a position that brings me joy, it brings me peace, and I'm the one in control of my finances instead of my finances controlling me, because that is not a position that any of us want to be. We don't want to be saying that you can't do something because it's not in the finances. Instead, we want to be able to say that we can't do something because we didn't budget it if it came up in the moment and we used all of our extra miscellaneous money for those kind of expenses. That needs to be our shift in the way we think so that it's less of a stressful no and more of a, well, I just didn't plan for it this month. How about we do it the next paycheck or the next month or whatever it is where you can actually budget it into your finances. Okay, so the four things that I want to tell you are, well, I'm going to start with one. I'm not going to overwhelm you by telling you all four at one time. So the first one I want to tell you is, by tracking your finances, it puts, like I talked about a couple weeks ago, the emotion back into your spending. So in order to have emotion and any feelings when you make a purchase, you have to be able to see that dollar amount remaining in your account or on the ledger or on the expense tracker, you know, whatever you want to call it, whatever you look at. You want to know how much money you have so that when you go to make a purchase, it's less of a mindless thing and more thought is put into it. So these days we can spend so easily by just handing over our card or using an app to pay for things, and we don't actually see the dollar amount that leaves our account or the amount that we have in the account. And then we take the thought out of spending. I guess instead of saying emotion, I should be saying thought, because the thought is what brings the emotion. And by having thought in your purchase, you really are thinking about whether it is a smart decision to make or if it's just a willy-nilly, whimsical thing that you're just randomly doing. And by not looking at your account, you are validating that it's okay and that it should be in there, because you're like, oh yes, I think it's in there. I believe it's in there. But in all reality, you don't have the facts and you don't know how much is in there. And so when you make the purchase, you could be affecting other parts of your budget. And that's why you're not able to stick to your budget. Okay, so point number two is, you can see where your money is really going if you are tracking your expenses. And by doing that, you're able to cut costs in the right location of your budget. So in order to stick to your budget, you got to know where your money's going, meaning you have to physically see what is going on with your finances to make solid financial decisions. If you make a decision based on what you think is going on rather than what is actually going on, then you're going to fail every time. It's like what I said earlier, when you take the thought out. So you want to be able to stick to the budget. You want to be able to cut costs. It's like in the sports world, you watch old game film to know what to better predict the opposing team or even yourself will do during the game. Because what you think you're doing and what you think they will do is totally different than what's actually happening and the actual facts that are going on. It's never the same, because our brains sometimes make things better or worse than they actually are. And so once you get those actual facts, things go so much better. So don't rely on your memory, because your memory can be thwarted to either better serve you or be worse off. Make sure you have those facts. And by tracking your finances, you have those facts and you don't have to worry about it. So point number three, it opens your eyes to unseen expenses. In order to know where your money is going, you have to look at it. Thoughts do not equal facts. So I feel like this is just a recurring purpose. I just feel like a broken record right now because you have to not rely on your thoughts. You have to rely on your facts. By being able to see what you have, it just allows you to actually be able to make good decisions, good financial, true decisions that aren't going to affect you in the long run. And I have seen so many apps out there saying, hey, I can help you find all the subscriptions that you didn't know you had. Well, my friend, if you're following your finances, nothing is a surprise. You know where your money's going and you don't have to worry about an app telling you if you have subscriptions that you didn't know about. And let me tell you something, you don't need to rely on an app for that either. You can just pull up your bank statements, look through them, and it'll tell you the facts of what you actually are spending. So it'll just open your eyes to those things that maybe you didn't know you were spending because we are spending without thought and we are taking on expenses that we didn't think we actually were, and because we don't actually look at our finances and track the things that we're spending, money is just going out the door that maybe you didn't even know you were spending on. And then, hey, there's some finances or some money that could be used towards more groceries or having some fun family outings, or, you know, the sky's the limit of what you can do with that extra finances. So point number four, you can properly update your budget each month. So in order to stick to your budget, updating your budget amounts is necessary. And to do that, you have to know, again, where your money is going. And you know that your common spending tendencies, by knowing where your money's going, you know your common spending tendencies, and if there's something going on that month, you can raise or lower the amount in each budget to better serve you. You don't have to just have a certain amount that you have every single month, because when you have that, it kind of makes it stressful. When you try to stick to the same amount every month, it can be difficult. Well, if you know how much you spend in certain areas and you have a finance or a bill coming up, or maybe something that you know, like a birthday party is coming up, and you know that you spend a little extra in this area because it's a little bit of fun money. Well, maybe because of this birthday party coming up, you want to get a gift. Well, then you just transfer the finances from the thing that you like to do for fun into that gift area. And it's so much easier. And you can just fluctuate those amounts and not have to be stuck to a certain amount. And that fluctuation gives you freedom rather than a tight budget that you have to stick to, and it just makes life so much more stressful when you try to stick to the same amount every month. And allowing that flexibility and that freedom gives you financial freedom because it's less stressful and it just brings you more joy being able to spend on things that pop up out of nowhere, or maybe you know are coming up on the calendar, and it just makes life easier. Trust me. Okay. So to recap the points that I talked about, the four main points is it puts the thought that triggers your emotion back into spending. And it's so important to have that thought because then we make sound financial decisions. Two, you can see where your money is really going and if you're cutting costs in the right spot. So I guess earlier I didn't talk about the cutting costs part, but if you know where your money's going and you know that you overspend in a certain area, you can cut back on that or try to slowly ease yourself off, because you don't want to quit cold turkey. That's just setting yourself up for failure. But you want to slowly ease yourself off of those things that, and I'm going to say coffees, but 90% of the time, it's not actually a coffee that keeps you stuck, that you're struggling with, or maybe buying gifts that you like to buy. But by knowing where your money's actually going, you can cut costs in the right spot. Because sometimes, most of the time, people think they know where their money is going and they don't have the facts. So they think that they need to cut coffee or buying gifts when it could be something totally different that you need to cut, and you just don't realize it because you don't see where your money's going. And you hear everyone in the financial world saying, well, you don't need that extra stuff like the coffees or like going out for ice cream or, you know, renting a movie, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, when you're only doing it once or twice a month or even once or twice a quarter, so every 3 months, then it's really not that big of a deal. You're only doing it every now and again. But if you're doing it constantly, that's when you want to cut it, and that's what you want to find. And by tracking your money, you're going to find those commonalities that you're doing all the time. Okay, point number three, it opens your eyes to unseen expenses due to the lack of emotion and lack of thought that the world has created around buying anything. And those unseen expenses are a big deal, and maybe you didn't know you had them because you aren't tracking your finances. Point number four, you can properly update your budget each month. And that, again, I said is so important. It allows flexibility, it allows freedom, and it allows you to buy the things that you want to buy without having the guilt of buying it if it is like a coffee or a gift for somebody. Okay, so how do you track your spending? Simple. I gave you last week, if you go back to the last episode, a simple on-the-go budgeting method. Well, I mean, you can do that for everything if you want. It makes things simple, but just to simply track your spending, if you want to look at something that you've already done, you can pull up your financial statements, your bank statements from the previous month, and just go through and highlight commonalities, and there you'll get your categories. Or you can just get a notebook, you can get an envelope, just a plain piece of paper, and just start writing things down. You can get an app. There are so many options. You just have to figure out the one thing that, you know, fits you best. And if you struggle with overthinking and trying to figure out the best way to do it, I suggest starting simple, just grabbing a notebook and writing down what it is that you spent, where you spent it, and how much you spent, so that you know you have the like basics on there, and you know where the money came from, you know where the money is going to and how much it was, and you can keep a balance so that you see how much money is coming out of your account without having to pull up your bank account. Because when you pull up that bank account and you look at how much is actually in your account, it's usually because most of us put your money in one big account. And when you do that, you don't actually know how much is budgeted in each section. And so you just want a budget for the thing that mostly you spend on, and you're able to track that amount rather than the whole thing. When you try to track the whole thing, it can get overwhelming and stressful. Just track your variable expenses. So the things that you spend mostly that never stay the same. So like your groceries, your gas, your fun money, your dates, that kind of stuff. Don't worry about your bills. Don't worry about your liabilities. You know, that kind of stuff can be worried about later on. Just worry about the one budget that you handle most of the time and go from there. Start simple, practice, and then add on if you want to. Okay, So I hope that was helpful, and I pray that you get a lot out of this. But I do want to remind you that if you are ready to stick to that budget, are sick of slipping back into the bad habits of spending that sometimes can happen, and you want to enjoy the things that your family enjoys, and you're tired of Googling your answers, and just want some help that doesn't require reading or listening to, a YouTube channel, and you just want some actual physical help, you want to talk person to person, I am a personal finance and budget coach, and I'm currently working on creating a program to help you stick to that budget, and I'm looking for some help to mold this program into one that will get you your results. I'm looking for 5 lovely ladies who are willing to work with me in the beginning stages of this program to help me tweak and refine it so that it hits all of your needs. And wait for it. The first 5 women to sign up will get a free financial audit and 30-minute strategy call to help you create a plan to help you stick to your budget. And you don't have to do it alone. We will do it together. We will brainstorm together. I mean, before the call, I'll give you a workbook to fill out so that you can, or so that I can do the audit before the call. Then during the call, we'll go over what I found and open your eyes to the parts of your budget that may be failing you. And then we will create a game plan together. And that's the main key point. We will do it together. You don't have to do it by yourself. We will brainstorm together and we will create a game plan that will help you stick to your budget like a pro. So if this sounds like something that you're looking for, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit to book your free financial audit and strategy call. Remember, there's only 5 free spots, so you better act quickly before the spots are all taken. Again, go to bit.ly/free-financial-audit or go click the link that I will also have in the show notes. I pray that today's episode blessed you, and I pray that you come and grab one of these seats before they're gone so that you can get further along in your financial journey, able to stick to that budget and be the one in control of your finances instead of your finances controlling you. So I will see you all next week, and I pray you have a great week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.